This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. And you need not live, need not work, need not have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call them anytime for that free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Longtime supporters of the Todd Wright family of podcast and Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Brandon Legal Group played with them in an event they were heavily involved with at the wonderful Summerfield Crossings Golf Club. Thank you, Jason Blanchard. Last Friday, my thanks to Brandon Legal Group for all the work they put into the event, just like Jason Blanchard did, of Summerfield Crossings, and had a lot of fun. Brandon Legal Group plays in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, including the Todd Wright Tour Championship coming up this weekend at the Quarry Course at Black Diamond. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4ME. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. Summer camps are underway at Pin Chasers. If you are still looking for summer camp options for ages 5 to 15, Pin Chasers might be able to help you with that. Visit pinchasers.net for more of the summer camp info. And for those of you who are just looking to have a little adult fun, how about Tuesday night among the regular late night specials at Pin Chasers? How about unlimited bowling, unlimited pizza, for a total of $10.99 from 9 p.m. to close? And as Drew Garabo always reminds his listeners, and I should remind all of you, you never pay to rent shoes at Pin Chasers. They're included with your opportunity to bowl. They have late night specials virtually every night. They can put together a cyber bowling birthday party for the kids. I already mentioned the summer camps. Pinchasers.net, and remember, they have three locations. Zephyr Hill, 6816 Gale Boulevard. I know these off the top of my head now, right? Armenia is 4847 North Armenia. That's 50 lanes. And then 40 lanes at 5555 West Hillsboro, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Did I get all those right? I think I did, Anthony. 60 years for Pin Chasers. The name changed a few years back, but it's a 60-year anniversary for Anthony Peroni and the family business. Three Pin Chasers in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you so many ways. All ages, they do it right. It's been a long day. Can you tell? A lot of good things happening. One company in particular, not Pin Chasers, not Brandon Legal Group, and not you personally, causing me a lot of angst today. So let me just calm down and enjoy offering you a Toddcast as we record at roughly 4 p.m. on Monday afternoon. So I would imagine this will post by no later than Tuesday, either early morning or late morning. Hey, I mentioned the Todd Wright Tour Championship. A couple quick notes on that. And yes, it has been sold out for weeks. If you did not get into this, my 20th tournament, but this is my major championship. And yes, we are playing at the Quarry Course at Black Diamond, which just within the last couple weeks, another honor via Golf Week magazine, one of the top 100 courses in the United States that people can play that is not exclusively private, but rare that you get the opportunity to play it for $99, which is what I offered it at. Now, I held back the last spot in the golf tournament, the last individual spot in the golf tournament, on the passenger seat of Drew Garabo's golf cart. Drew, of course, the afternoon host at 102.5 The Bone, also partners of the Todd Wright Tour. And I basically said to Drew, let's raise some money for Apple a Day. You got the prom coming up. They did that last Friday. Nobody told me Sasha Banks would be there. Thanks, guys. Seriously, No one told me Sasha Banks was going to be there. So anyway, I said to Drew, as long as you're comfortable with auctioning off the ultimate mandate, playing golf with you in a tournament at Black Diamond in my championship, I'll give you the last spot to auction off. We raised $700 for Apple a day. I know it's just a small part of what they raised overall with the prom, but that $700 is a big deal to me. So I'm glad I set the minimum $500, but someone paid $700 to get the spot with Drew. And the grand prizes that I will be giving away just keep coming in. Speaking of 102.5 The Bone, thanks to 102.5 The Bone and Mike Olivero, as I was generous to Apple a Day to help them, Mike helps me back, and one of the grand prize packages available at this weekend's Todd Wright Tour Championship is not only the actual Money in the Bank briefcase. Okay, it's a lunchbox, but everything else about it is authentic. And I bought it from WWE, so there. So yes, I award a Money in the Bank briefcase, which is good for up to 1 year. Anyone that wins it can cash in the briefcase for a foursome in any one tournament for the next 12 months that I host. And in addition to that, there are two floor seats for July 22nd, Monday Night Raw at Amalie Arena, in the Money in the Bank briefcase. You will be sitting next to me on the floor at Monday Night Raw, which also allows me to police who wins the tickets so they do not sell them, because I am sitting next to these seats. And if you're not in them and the person in those seats tells me they bought them from you, you will not be able to cash in the briefcase to play in any future golf tournaments, and I do not want your money to play in any future tournaments. You're not reselling my prizes, all right? So that's my fail-safe. Also, just in moments ago, the New York Yankees / Tampa Tarpons, who ironically I met and reconnected with at the Bone Golf Tournament last fall at Plantation Palms. Jeremy Ventura had been working on something, and as of moments ago, he got it done. So basically, without me reading the email, the newest grand prize that I will be giving away at the Todd Wright Tour Championship this Saturday is a VIP package for the July 4th game at Steinbrenner Field between the Tarpons and the Threshers. Why is it VIP? Well, based on where you sit, based on how you get a free hat, based on how it's all you can eat and all you can drink. And for you cynics saying, yeah, it's all you can drink Pepsi products. Yes, and beer and wine. All the way through the seventh inning, starting at 5:30 for a 6:30 game. And you might want to get there around 4:30, because from 4:30 to 5:30, you get to take batting practice on the field. Yep. You get to take BP on the field at Steinbrenner Field. You and one guest. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you to the New York Yankees / Tampa Tarpons for that July 4th VIP BP package. Phenomenal. Speaking of 102.5 The Bone, I did make an appearance there on Saturday afternoon. Mike Olivero asked me to sit in with him on 2 hours of live talk. It was much more sports talk than I expected, but I basically answered whatever Mike asked me or wanted to talk about. For those of you that caught it, thank you. For those of you who said, hey, is this your new? No, I'm just, Mike asked me to do something and I do it because he's good to me. The station is good to me. No, not a regular thing. But generally when they ask me to do something, I say yes. There was one thing near the end of that segment that Mike wanted everybody in the room to do. And I'm sorry, other than Ryan Hoppy, who I would call the technical director of that two-hour broadcast, there was a very nice young lady also in the room, and she told me her name at the beginning, and I forgot it, and I'm sorry. And she was very nice to me, and I feel bad. But we all had to give a tip. I'm not going to say what the segment was called because I'm just going to leave it out of the podcast because it has sort of a double meaning. But I was ready, and it was something I've never addressed here on the Toddcast, and it's very simple. To those of you who drive Uber or Lyft, I begrudge you not, whether it is your primary form of income, a secondary form of income, or a way for you to crave human contact. Personally, I'd rather drive groceries or even somebody's dinner than other human beings, especially the drunk ones who may vomit in your car. But that's me. Here's all I ask for those of you that are Uber drivers and Lyft drivers. Just because the person you are giving a ride to says, stop here, does not mean you stop there. If you are in a residential complex or in the parking lot of a business, do the rest of us a favor and pull in to the nearest parking spot. 95% of the time of these scenarios, there is one. Pull into the parking spot and you bother nobody. Think about it. You pull into the spot, the people get out of the vehicle safely. Then they leave the vehicle. You close their fare on your phone while you are parked, bothering no one. Then you can check emails, make a phone call, check text messages, check social media while you are in a parking space impacting no one. Then at which time you wish to leave the parking space, you simply pull out of the space and drive away. Too many Uber and Lyft drivers just stop. When there's a parking space literally feet away, they stop where people would normally be trafficking with their cars. These drivers are oblivious to the fact that they're getting in the frickin' way. So Uber and Lyft drivers, just because the person in the backseat says, right here is good, guess what? It's not always good. Look for a parking spot. In those cases where you are in a residential area or you are in a business, find a parking spot, pull into the parking spot. You impact nobody. Nobody. Thank you for listening to me and for any of you who drive Uber or Lyft who actually think that is a sensible thing to do. All right, let's talk about the U.S. Open Golf Tournament a little bit. So last week, three first-time champions of major championships. The St. Louis Blues, more on that in a future Toddcast. The Toronto Raptors, probably more on that in a future Toddcast. And Gary Woodland, let's talk about that right now. Gary Woodland may never win another major championship. I'm not implying that his win at the U.S. Open was a fluke. No, he clearly earned it. He is a card-carrying member and has been for many years on the PGA Tour. He put together four terrific rounds, slept on a 36-hole lead, slept on a 54-hole lead, and put an exclamation point on winning the championship with his birdie at the last. 1 by 3. Held off a field, or at least the contenders near the end, that had all won major championships. We'll get to Koepka, won major championships. Justin Rose, won a major championship. Louis Oosthuizen, won a major championship. Adam Scott, won a major championship. Henrik Stenson was in the mix, won a major championship. Woodland is now in that group with those who have won a major championship. It was extremely well played and well earned by a player that to most of you means nothing. I have no dirt on Gary Woodland. None. I interacted with him one time at the Valspar Championship, a tournament he has won in Palm Harbor, Florida, PGA Tour event. He has won at Copperhead. And Gary was terrific to deal with. I was doing a television project for the Innisbrook Resort. And that day I spoke to Matt Kuchar, Gary Woodland, Jordan Spieth, and two or three others. Woodland was as terrific as any of them. So my one interaction with him personally, 10 out of 10. And I respect how he is a consistently quality player on the PGA Tour. And you rarely hear any word about him, let alone anything bad. He did a wonderful thing earlier in the year at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, where he basically walked alongside a local Special Olympian, a young lady who made par on the famous 16th hole with Woodland and Kuchar alongside. She hit drive into the front bunker. She then hit out of the bunker to roughly 8 feet and made the putt. And yes, there were people in the stands the entire time, not intimidated at all. And according to Fox Sports, which did a pretty good job covering the U.S. Open over the weekend, it has been the most viewed piece of video on PGAtour.com, and rightfully so. So I have nothing bad to say about Gary Woodland. While I will say, the immediate thing after someone new wins a major championship in men's golf is the debate over whether or not they'll win another major. I already said to you, I don't think he will. That's not a knock on Gary Woodland. I just think this is about as good as it gets for him. I don't expect him to fall off the edge of the earth the way Michael Campbell did after winning at the U.S. Open back in 2005 at Pinehurst, one I attended. But yeah, if you're asking me, will Woodland win multiple majors? I'm guessing no. I won't root against him, but I'm guessing no. I didn't feel that way about Spieth. I didn't feel that way about Koepka. I'm just guessing no. It takes a lot. It takes a very high-level player to play at that level for four straight rounds in any of the four major championships, three of which are contested on different courses every year, Masters at Augusta National being the exception. So let's talk about, but many in golf go out of their way to tell you how someone's going to win multiple majors, and I'm not going to do that on Gary. I'd like to see him prove me wrong, and I won't be rooting against him. But I'm not going to stretch to make a point just because the guy just won and to kiss his ass, which is basically what you get on Golf Channel from virtually everybody. And for most people who cover golf, because it's just kind of a different animal than covering major team sports, where you can say something negative about the team or a player, and you can still continue to do your job. If you are entrenched with covering major championship golf or regularly cover the PGA Tour, if you say something negative about a player, about a golf course, about a manufacturer, you are setting you're setting yourself up to be cut off by that player, by the people who work at that golf course, by the manufacturer, and then other players, golf courses, manufacturers see what you said about others, and they might not want to deal with you either. That's the way it is covering the PGA Tour. I can just give it to you straight because I don't carry a media badge anymore for PGA Tour events. I watch them. I play some of the same courses. I know some of the people involved. And this is my podcast. I say what I want. Which brings me to Brooks Koepka. Last time we talked about Brooks Koepka here on the Toddcast, I took issue with the assholes, which may not be strong enough, who wanted him to fail at Bethpage Black and blow the big lead on Sunday. They wanted him to do that because Koepka had denied them two things. One, he wasn't named Tiger Woods, who they wanted to win. And then on Sunday, he had such a big lead that people wanted to see it get interesting in the end with a Dustin Johnson or a Jordan Spieth. So they were rooting against Koepka. And I just said, this is stupid, and it's just going to build up the chip on his shoulder even more. No, Koepka didn't win the U.S. Open. But let's talk about what the 2019 U.S. Open means and how it adds to his recent accomplishments. The last three U.S. Opens, Koepka has finished first, first, second. 1-1-2. This year, in the three major championships that have been contested, Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, Koepka has finished second, first, second. 2-1-2. Koepka was trying to become just the first player to ever win back-to-back-to-back United States Open championships. Or I believe he was going to join one other player from the early 1900s who may have done that. That's correct. He would have been the second to go back-to-back-to-back over 100 years ago. This was the 119th United States Open. Koepka went out on Sunday and one-putted his first five holes. Made an amazing par two. Birdied one, birdied three, birdied four, birdied five. Did he get a little loose with some tee shots and approach shots as the round went on? Yeah, it's the U.S. Open. It's what happens. It's probably the most difficult test of golf out there for these guys or anybody, especially come Sunday. So he didn't win. So he's now four of his last nine in majors. But again, last three U.S. Opens, first, first, second. Last three major championships, second, first, second. Last four major championships, first, second, first, second. Stop rooting against this guy just because he's not named Tiger Woods, or just because you don't like the way he looks, or you don't like the way he carries himself, or he doesn't, you know, have the mannerisms you want. Just stop. Instead, do me a favor. Just don't watch it all. Seriously, just don't watch it all. Koepka's the best thing to come along since Woods did what he did. and I don't want it to end anytime soon. Because I appreciate when we have the best playing at their best. And he is the best thing going for the last 2+ years running in major men's golf. Tiger, he just didn't have it. I mean, you could see it in his mannerisms, his interview with Curtis Strange at the end of the first round. You know, even when he was knocking in some bombs for putts, he was just like, well, there's one. Just didn't have it. That's golf. Granted, that wasn't a couple of eras of Tiger golf, but he just didn't have it. He started putting it together late on Sunday, though. Terrible round in the first 6 holes. I still thought he had a 66 or a 65 in him. He nearly did on Sunday. That would have jumped him up to top 10. Jim Nantz joined the broadcast, I believe it was on, was it Friday? I think it was. Yeah, I think it was on Friday. At one point on Thursday, Joe Buck did a shout out to CBS's top voice, basically saying, stop by. We'd love to have you. It's not that easy in the broadcasting world. And you can take it from me. And the difference between where I was at my height with ESPN and where Joe Buck is with Fox and Jim Nantz with CBS. And Jim was nice to come on my show regularly leading up to the NCAA tournament for a few years there. The difference is beyond the moon. Between me and, say, Neptune or Pluto, okay? I'm not comparing myself to them. But I know the politics and the bullshit that comes with network executives not wanting their talent appearing on other networks, airing, competing properties, competing programming. That was a big deal. Sure, Nantz lives at Pebble Beach. Everybody knows him there, and he knows Joe Buck, and every one of those guys who was covering golf for Fox. Many former ESPN guys. One of the best things to happen to Fox's coverage of the U.S. Open was ESPN got out of the golf business. It made Azinger available, it made Curtis Strange available, and at least one more and probably some behind-the-scenes people as well who knew what they were doing. Helped Fox a lot. But yeah, that wasn't as easy as Nantz just walking out his back door onto the grounds and to the trailer at 18 and up the stairs and sit down on set with Joe Buck. If Nantz does that, I'm not saying CBS fires him, but they're really pissed off. And at the same time, if you're Fox, you got to be careful not to allow someone else's talent to be on your airwaves for too long. So I hope you enjoyed it, but people like me really appreciated that that actually happened. And at the end, when Nantz was literally being told he had to go because there had clearly been sort of a handshake, wink, wink deal between Fox and CBS to do this, you notice Joe Buck said happy to return the favor at Augusta National. And Nantz was like, yeah, we'll see about that. No chance. No chance. No, I don't think so. Now, at the PGA Championship, sure. Yeah, PGA Championship, if CBS is broadcasting that next year, I think it's switching affiliations. Sure. No, not at the Masters. It does. I don't think it matters if Joe Buck has his own badge to get on the grounds. I don't. I don't think he'll be in the 18 tower with Nance and Faldo. No, I don't think so. And lastly, Pebble Beach. I probably watched more of this United States Open Golf Tournament than I have any the last 10, 12 years. The U.S. Open Golf Tournament is tough for even me to watch because guys are really struggling to make good shots, to score. And sometimes it's not exciting to watch. It's brutal when you see the best players in the world struggling to break 80, as they did on Sunday, say at Bethpage Black, a U.S. Open venue that was masquerading as the host of the PGA Championship. I don't want to watch that. I don't. These guys are so much better than that. And to me, it just says this is wrong. I'd rather see guys like Rory at the Canadian Open looking to break 60 than them struggling to break 80. They're the best. Don't make them look otherwise. Don't. But Pebble Beach is special. And I think the way Fox used drones and other landscape shots to present the beauty of Pebble Beach was wonderful. You know, I covered a lot of Final Fours and a lot of NCAA Men's Division I basketball championships when I was younger. I went to all or parts of 10 Final Fours, 10 of them. And every time there was a regional final or a Final Four in Indianapolis, there was always hatched this line of conversation about how if the NCAA permanently picked one city to host the Final Four every year, the right one would be Indianapolis. And for anyone who doubted that, that was disproven when Indy hosted the Super Bowl so perfectly. The Final Four will not pick Indy or any one city. It wouldn't be good for business. There are certain sporting events that will always rotate because it is good for business. And the U.S. Open is one of those. But I'll just say this. If the United States Golf Association wanted to play the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach every year, I'd watch much more U.S. Open golf than I ever have. It seems like the right place for it. All right, that does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. My thanks to Pin Chasers for their sponsorship of the Toddcast. Visit pinchasers.net. Remember, they have three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, East Pasco, Midtown, and the Veterans location at Hillsborough Avenue. Thanks to Brandon Legal Group, 844-4BLG4ME. Call for a free consult, full service law firm, 844-4BLG4ME, full service law firm, Brandon Legal Group. And a shout out to Wentworth Golf Club, recent host of Todd Wright Tour 15 and Todd Wright Tour 19. They continue with the player development membership. For those of you in the area of Palm Harbor and Tarpon Springs who are familiar with Wentworth, if you've got a lot of time on your hands this summer and you want to commit yourself to getting better at playing golf, $49 goes about as far as it possibly can at Wentworth Golf Club right now. You pay $49, and over the span of 1 month, you'll hit as many range balls as you want. You can walk the golf course as much as you want and play as much as you wish after 3 p.m. any day. If you want to take a cart, it's only $10 to do that any day. And there are free golf lessons via clinics on Wednesdays and Saturdays and other perks. Ask the golf shop for more details. The number at Wentworth is 727-942-4760. Thanks to General Manager Jesse Pratt for buying a foursome in the Todd Wright Tour Championship coming up this weekend at Black Diamond. And my best again to Jesse and his family, as Jesse can't actually play in this event. due to some family circumstances. So he passed the foursome on to other golfers he knows. And I wish him and his wife and his family all the best. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.